Hi, this is Allison Sheridan of the NoSilicast podcast, hosted at podfeet.com, a technology geek podcast with an ever so slight Macintosh bias. Today is Sunday, May 17th, 2009, and this is show number 205, our 4-year anniversary show. Woo! Well, Steve's been feverishly working away on what I think is essentially a best of show. He's been crawling through all the back episodes, pulling out content, and he won't even let me listen to it. That is, until today. He's broken the show up into 12 segments, so my plan here is to give away some stuff, do a segment, give away some more stuff, do another segment, until we're out of stuff and segments. Well, I had a lot of fun figuring out how to do the giveaways because I got to play in Excel. You know, I'm always happy if I'm in Excel, right? So I started by pulling in all the names and emails into an Excel file. Then I made another tab with the giveaway items. There were 155 entries into the contest for the giveaway and 59 gifts. So that means there's like a 1 in 3 chance you'll win if you entered. I used the Excel random number generator, R-A-N-D, and then two sets of parentheses, which is a cool little thing. It gives you a random number between 0 and 1. And I added that to the gifts, and then I did it on the people, and then I sorted the two lists in that order, and that gave me the winners. So the first 59 entries in both, match them up, and we're good to go. So, now in the hopes of not boring everyone to tears who isn't going to win or didn't enter, my plan is to rattle off the gifts as fast as I can. But if you have trouble hearing the names or I go too fast, you're not sure if you won, don't worry. I'll send you an email if you won, and I'll tell you exactly how to get your gifts because there's actually a whole bunch of different ways. Every vendor had a different way they wanted to do it. So, let's give some stuff away. Let's start right off the bat. First up, we're going to give away the 3 decal set of the Mac Crossbone stickers from artist Ryan Sakamoto. Those stickers go to Dwight Sperry, Ed Kelby, Bob Kosky, Dick Nelson, Michelle L., Ivan Jerkson, John Fahey, Michelle York, Phoenix Brian W. Priester, Robbie Roof, Joe Constantino, and Bob DeGrand. Whew, got through those fast. Okay, let's check out our first segment from Steve.
Hello, Allison. This is Steve. I'm here to commemorate 4 years of the NoSilicast. What a fantastic achievement. I have to say, in addition to being one of your avid listeners, I've thoroughly enjoyed watching you refine your show over the past 4 years to make it better. I also get a kick out of how much you love doing the show and interacting with your listeners. Given how much you've contributed to the community, I wanted to find a way to show my appreciation. I struggled with this a bit, not having well-honed podcasting skills such as yours, but I realized I do enjoy editing. So I took the easy way and used the content of your show as the material to produce my thank you segment. To start things off, here's a reminder of how your show has evolved from day one on May 13th, 2005, during a period that listener Dean calls the prehistoric times when there was no music. What a contrast from your first few shows to the quality, content, and diversity of today's NoSilicast. I particularly enjoy how your expression of emotion has grown over time to the point where NoSilicast now contains a healthy dose of sarcasm and humor with some technology sprinkled in for good measure. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this audio montage of 4 wonderful years of the NoSilicast.
Hi, this is Allison Sheridan, and welcome to the NoSilla Podcast, or NoSillaCast for short. Podcasting is sort of like TiVo. Think about it as time-shifting for audio content. By the way, I'm calling this the NoSillaCast because I'm dedicating it to my brother Kelly. My brother Kelly called me funny names, and he also believed that I could do absolutely anything. And I keep thinking of him when I thought I really want to do this, and I thought he would encourage me to do it. So I hope you tune in again, and today is May 13th, 2005. If you email me questions, suggestions, or ideas, and you can do that now at allison@podfeet.com. Oh, it's so much fun to finally have that address. I've been wanting to do it for so long. Today is Sunday, May 13th, 2006, and this is show number 43. Well, you might be wondering why I played that music. That's because this is the 1-year anniversary of the beginning of the NoSilicast podcast. I think I can say with confidence that I'm not experiencing any pod fading now, that's for sure. If I can keep it up for a year, I think I'm in this adventure for the long haul. Podcasting sure hit the world at the right time for me. If it had been any sooner, I wouldn't have been able to do it because my kids were demanding so much of my time. As teenagers, I'm lucky to get an hour or two a week with them, so podcasting keeps me out of their hair and out of the bars, I guess. Oh, before I forget, today is Sunday, May 13th, 2007, and this is really show number 96. I've really enjoyed these past 2 years bringing so many great tools to all of you. Today is Sunday, May 18th, 2008, and this is show number 152. This is also the long-awaited 3-year anniversary episode. I'm just so excited to be celebrating 3 full years of this incredible adventure with you. I may get a little maudlin here because I want to tell you how much it means to me. I simply love doing this. Hi, this is Allison Sheridan of the NoSillaCast podcast, hosted over at podfeet.com, a technology geek podcast with an ever-so-slight Macintosh bias. And we have the first ever live on-the-show guest, Don McAllister from Screencast Online. Oh, wow, that really does bring back some memories. And boy, what was with the audio on that one clip? It sounded horrible. Well, anyway, one thing I want to make a point here, listener Margaret and good friend Margaret actually pointed out that Don was not the first live guest. Ron, my buddy Ron, and actually his penguin Rico were actually the very first live guests. I don't know what show that was, but it was way back. So Don was not the very first, but actually the second. Well, all right, let's jump in and do some more prizes. Also from Ryan Sakamoto, he's giving away prints of his 2 spectacular photographs. First, Zeke Franco and James Callahan, a.k.a. Mac Trucker, win the Waikiki Yacht Harbor print. And David Hill and John Liberty win the To a Wild Rose print. These things are absolutely gorgeous. You're going to love these. Don't forget, you can see more of Ryan's fantastic photography over at ryansakamoto.com. He's the guy that's responsible for my beautiful logo. Let's jump in and listen to the next segment.
One of the ways you stay in touch with technology and the podcast community is through trade shows. I counted in between the podcast expos, Macworld expos, and all things digital conferences, you've attended 11 tech-related shows over the past 4 years. You always come back energized and ready to convey all you've learned to your listeners.
I'm podcasting again from the Wall Street Journal-sponsored conference D3, All Things Digital. Well, I'm podcasting to you from the Portable Media Expo and Podcasting Conference 2005 from Ontario, California. And I was going to try really hard not to podcast tonight, but I just can't stand it. I am so excited. The reason the show is so big is because this week I went to the Wall Street Journal conference called All Things Digital, or this year it's called D4 because it was the 4th year. It's hosted by Walter Mossberg and Kara Swisher. Well, let's talk about the podcast expo. It was fantastic. Now, I've been to it last year, and I didn't think my life could get any more entertaining than last year. I got to meet Leo Laporte and all these great people. During the podcast expo, I told you that the biggest thrill I had there was being interviewed by none other than Andy Walker and Sean Carruthers of the Canadian TV show Call for Help with Leo Laporte. They also have a podcast of their own called Lab Rats. I had the opportunity to attend D5, the 5th year of the All Things Digital Conference, hosted by Walter Mossberg and Kara Swisher of the Wall Street Journal. Well, hey guys, I am all jazzed up because I just got back from the Podcast Expo this afternoon. Okay, so technically it's called the Portable and New Media Expo, PNME, but you know, most people just call it the Podcast Expo. That's easier. It was held out in beautiful downtown Ontario, California at the Ontario Convention Center, and I think there were a couple thousand attendees. Well, I'm back from a whirlwind one-day trip to Macworld, and I really want to tell you all the cool stuff I found out, the cool people I talked to. Why is it a big show today? Well, because this week I had the opportunity to attend the Wall Street Journal's 6th annual All Things Digital Conference, affectionately referred to as D6.
Oscillacast.
Hi.
That's right.
Hey, Amber.
Kit.
How are you doing?
Hey, Neil.
And Allison. Yeah. Allison Sheridan.
This is not your cousin,
I'm
Allison
so glad.
Sheridan.
I know. I'm so glad to meet you. Oh, and she's got the Dignation t-shirt.
I've got to be on two mics. I'm trying to mic you guys, too.
Why don't I hold
sure.
This
there
thing.
You go.
I'm so glad to meet you. Well, we've met before.
Several
we've
times,
talked
yeah.
several times.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad to see you. We were chatting in the chat room, and the mommy cat said, I think Allison is in. I said, send Allison over immediately.
Well, I ran down. I was upstairs. I left some poor guy doing a great presentation. I felt kind of bad.
Oh, no.
I'm so glad you made it. I'm sorry to keep you.
I got
to
say, first thing, have you lost weight, Leo? You look fantastic.
Well,
you've been working out, haven't you?
I've been working out. I haven't lost weight.
No, I can tell.
But thank you.
No, no. You look
until
great.
I
look
feed
great.
Him with all these chocolates.
All right. I've held off as long as I can. I have to talk about Macworld Expo. I had a fantastic time. Well worth the effort and cost. There was a ton of conversation this week about why we go and how much it might change if Apple is or when Apple isn't there. Wow, that really does bring back memories. I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and re-listen to this, but I think I just referred to this as the long-awaited four-year anniversary show when the other one I said long-awaited three-year anniversary show. Oh, well, I'm nothing if not consistent. Yeah, those were some great trips. I love doing those. And D7 is coming up soon, so be ready for that. Well, hey, let's start giving away some software, shall we? Jason Siegel wins a copy of Mac Family Tree from Cinium.de. And next up are 10 copies of QuickScale for scaling your photos from CodingMammoth.com. Those are going to go to, and the first name, I see it all the time, but I don't know how to pronounce it, K-N-I-G-G-E, Knig. Also, Sandy Foster, Will Pryor, Zach Levis, Pat Dangler, Chris Sussman, Jeffrey Ingman, Alvin Toe from Singapore, Ross Steinweddle, and Jeremy North. Remember, Pat's the one who saved me when I put the magnet on my hard drive. Anyway, so that's some more software, and now it's time to kick into the next segment from Steve.
One of the things I love about you is your passion for certain things, even if they are a bit quirky on occasion. Whether it be Macs, Hondas, washing and waxing your car, or using your Mother's Day chainsaw, the energy and enthusiasm with which you express your delight about an activity or product is simply invigorating.
All right, problem statement first, right? Now, don't get any wild ideas that I'm going to run over to your house and wax your car. This was a one-shot deal. Well, okay, a two-shot deal, because I did wax my friend Larry's car, too. But that's it. I mean it now. Well, all right. It was fun. The HP 41 has a special place in my heart. Steve and I had a really good friend named Drew who had the 41. In fact, he had the 41 CV. I know. You're impressed, right? Obsess? What do you mean obsess? You say I'm obsessive about polishing and waxing and claying and washing and tire blacking my cars? Well, I never. Well, it's Mother's Day today, and I got a very exciting present. Ron and Steve went over to Costco and got us a power washer, one of those pressure sprayers. Oh, man, if you have not played with one of these, you just haven't lived. One of the things I did when I started using Zeno polish on my car is to switch what kind of soap I used in washing them. I changed because in the instructions for Zeno, they said, first wash the car with Palmolive in order to remove all of the previous wax. Well, I've been washing my cars with Palmolive for years, so maybe that's one of the reasons I have to wax all the time. Well, live and learn, I guess. Here on the No Silicast, you don't just get cool tech tips. You learn about car polish and butterfly poop. What other podcasters provide this breadth of learning opportunity? It warmed my heart to see they still have a version of the HP 35, which was the first calculator we had in our house. It was around $400 in 1974, and my dad would let me work with it just once in a while. But he still made me use a slide rule in chemistry class. Maybe that's why I hated chemistry. I have the perfect idea. I want a chainsaw. Well, you know how strict I am with the rule that I'll never try software that people tell me to try unless they explain to me what problem does it solve. You see, I was at a wedding recently where I was swapping car care stories with my friend Dave. Yeah, I'm a hoot at parties. Isn't that crazy? The United States to Ireland to Belgium to the Philippines, and I find a No Silicast listener. You know what? I love the internet. Well, I guess I sure do have enthusiasm for things, don't I? I love that wax and love my power washer, and that chainsaw was awesome. Well, let's do some more software here. The next four lucky winners get their choice of either Feeder, which is a bit of a niche product, but if you're a podcaster, it's an absolute must. But if you don't want Feeder, you could also choose Together for organizing your stuff. Both are from reinventedsoftware.com by Steve Harris. And the winners are, drumroll, Susan Brady, Bruce Hatherly, Kate Thomas, and Melissa Davis, also known as the Mac Mommy. All right, let's hear from Steve.
Several of your listeners have noted an aspect of your show that sets it apart from the others. That is the humanity you reveal in your podcast. I have to agree this is one of my favorite qualities of the NoSilicast. Your willingness to share some of your personal life experiences and seamlessly blend it with technology is quite refreshing and unique.
Well, on a personal level, my daughter Lindsay has left us for college. The good news for my son Kyle is that we now told him that he's the favorite child because he's living at home. But our cat Ricky's kind of running neck and neck on that, so we'll see how it works out for Kyle. David asked me, he says, well, can you go back and listen to the old shows? You know, do you have archives or something? And I said, sure, we got archives. You can go back in time. And he said, really? I want to go listen to Custer's Last Stand. That'd be cool. So get this. We've added 18 new countries in 1 week to the NoSilicast podcast. People are listening. This is just crazy, and I love it. I really appreciate you taking the time to send that in, and I always love a compliment. My friends and family know that a pat on my little pumpkin head goes a long ways towards motivating me to continue. But one question I had always wanted to know was, if I tipped over a Hobie Cat, could I actually get it back up myself? Now, technically, Kyle did go to the head of the mast and push up on the little float that's on the head of the mast, but I think it was mostly me. So anyway, I was glad to know that I could actually ride a Hobie Cat, so I was very proud of my little self. I just couldn't seem to find any enthusiasm to leave the beach and go play with my computer. It's hard to believe that it actually happened to me. Okay, you guys are probably normal people who do that all the time, but it was huge for me. Our trip was pretty fantastic. We took the Windjammer Barefoot Cruise, which was a 275-foot, four-masted schooner called the Polynesia. The Polynesia only holds about 100 passengers, so it's pretty small. And there's about 43 crew members who take care of you on the way. I think about half of those people were in the engine room the whole time, though, because we didn't see that many people. I did four terrific shows, and then I stopped. They say that the most common time to pod fade is around four or five shows, so I guess I was right on schedule. I didn't know if anybody was actually listening. I couldn't think of what to say next. I was too lazy. Not really sure why I stopped. I just did. Several weeks later, I got an email, one I'll never forget. Listener Neil wrote in and said, hey, where's the next episode? That's all it took. Just knowing there was someone out there, someone cared that I kept going. The guy realizes this is brilliant, says, what a great idea. Why the heck are you in an insane asylum? The other guy says, well, I'm crazy, not stupid. Well, I'm down in the beautiful city
Whoa. I do not want crazy listener James to know where I live.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay, we're at some place in California.
In the country of Zimbabwe.
And I'm with my daughter's roommate, Kelly, and we wanted to talk a little bit about how she is actually turning into quite a little geek, helping her mother. Lunch with crazy listener James? He's got to be crazy. So that's exactly what Kyle and I did. She says to me, well, I didn't know I was joining a cult here or anything. Can you believe that? I couldn't stop laughing. Did she miss a memo or something? Of course it's a cult. I'll have to teach her about the reality distortion field and everything. Well, you might be wondering why the show music changed. It's because I'm singing happy birthday to myself and my darling husband, Steve. Turns out we both turned 50 today, or as we prefer to refer to it, we turned 100 today. Forgive any bird sounds you hear from my open windows, because I would boil alive in these headphones if I had the windows closed. I spent about an hour fixing a $6 20-year-old bucket. My dad would have been so happy. Well, you're far too busy and important now, little Mrs. Podcastin' Stein.
Isn't that a great name? From now on, I would like all of your emails addressed to me to begin with the phrase, Dear Little Mrs. Podcastenstein. That will do nicely, I think. My friend Steve takes out 12 crisp $100 bills and plops them down and says, yeah, you can pay me back. He paid for my tires. I am not kidding you. It was unbelievable. I went to the forums that Mac Merch mentioned, and it turns out you have to do a bunch of really weird keystroke stuff to get to Twitter. Type in your message, hit the space bar, then the tab, then the throw salt over your left shoulder while lifting your right foot, and even that didn't work. You getting ready, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Isn't that hilarious? I love it. That's my favorite part. I love DVR remote. Monday is bag of meat night. Tuesday is burritos. Wednesday is chicken, rice, and broccoli. Thursday is Taco Bell Thursday. Love Taco Bell Thursday. Friday is pizza. Sunday is a wild card, but definitely takeout. I'm sorry, Saturday's a wild card, but definitely takeout. Sunday revolves between steak, fajitas, or this pasta thing we make. I got to tell you, this structure is just wonderful for us. That's kind of what happens when engineers marry. I've been trying to think about how I could help, and I've come up with a plan. For the next 3 months, I'm going to cut the price of the NoSilicast by 30%. Yes, you'll get it all. You'll get Dumb Question Corner, Tales of Honda Bob, even Chit Chat Across the Pond, and maybe even a software review, all for 30% less than you were paying before. Well, I'm glad you put the shout out to Neil there, Steve, because that'll save me the trouble. I do like to do a little homage to Neil every year for being the one that kept this whole thing going. I do have a big announcement to make, and we weren't sure, you know, what the right show to do it was, but since we went through the food menu there, it's time to tell you that Bag of Meat Night is being retired. Yes, Kyle called another family meeting. I don't know if you recall, but a few years back, Kyle called a family meeting and said that he was tired of Hamburger Helper. And that's when we really made, taught him that he should never have done that because we put in Bag of Meat Night. Well, we've decided to go back to Hamburger Helper. That just cracks me up. So unless you think we're just sitting there eating piles of fatty hamburger, we actually make it with ground turkey. So it's not quite as bad as it sounds. But yep. We are back to the original schedule, which includes Hamburger Helper. So, tell your friends, make sure they know that that the schedule's changed. We wouldn't want to shock anybody. Let's see. Should we give away some more software? Let's see. Now it's time for an application I can't possibly live without because it's the one that's in charge of making all the other applications go away when I get tired of them. It's called App Delete from Reggie Ashworth. And copies of App Delete go to Ted Poré, Robert Brown, and Steve Trent. Let's do another one. Next up from Brugy.com, copies of Bookpedia go to Dean Elger and Bill Meehan, and DVDpedia goes to Sandro Cuccia, Nolan Sanders, and John Widgeon. Yay! Prizes, 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 as Steve says in the chat room here. All right, let's hear another segment.
Another unique aspect of the NoSilicast is your attention to the challenges faced by the hearing and visually impaired in accessing technology. I know accessibility is of great personal interest to you. I believe there are many out there who very much appreciate what you're doing to shine some light on this often neglected area.
Last week I mentioned that there's a petition out to request Google to make its services more accessible by eliminating a thing they have called a CAPTCHA. The problem is that if you're visually impaired, it's completely unusable. It becomes an inaccessible site for you. Listener Susan, author of the podcatcher At Potter that I reviewed recently, is interested in synthetic voices for assistance to the visually impaired. I got to meet my good friend Daryl Shandro of the Blind Access Journal podcast, hosted at blindaccessjournal.com, for lunch. He was out in Los Angeles for the CSUN Disability Conference. So anyway, luckily he was right at the airport, and I can practically spit on the airport from my office building. All right, I can't actually spit because they keep the windows locked shut so you don't jump out and that kind of stuff, but you get my point. Anyway, I drove up to get him. He always begs off on driving. What's the deal with that? Listener Susan has written a podcatching client specifically for the partially sighted, recognizing that there are different requirements for the partially sighted than they are for the completely blind.
Well, I've got a special guest today. Jesse Hernandez is a blind Mac user who's going to help us learn a little bit about the advances Apple may or may not have made in screen reading for the blind with the new Voices in Leopard. Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing real good. I'm excited to finally talk to you. We've talked about doing this for quite a while, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
For all the listeners, I'd like you to take some lessons from George here. He sent in a beautiful audio recording. He sent in the full text of his review for our hearing impaired friends. He sent in two images for our sighted friends. And he even sent in a short video of the Brother HL5250 in action. Remember a while ago, we figured out that mobile phone websites make fantastic sites for screen readers for the visually impaired and blind. One of the reasons I do such elaborate show notes, for example, is because I have some hearing impaired fans. So why not share my notes since I'm writing them up anyway? I know it encourages some people to read instead of listen, but this isn't all about me getting listeners, right? It's all about sharing information with people. Well, that sure is an important part of the show to me. I had no idea how big of an impact I actually could have with the hearing impaired and the visually impaired, and don't forget the one guy that wrote in that is deafblind. I mean, I'm still blown away by the fact that I'm helping someone who can't see or hear. I mean, that's just crazy. So I always laugh at. I remember somebody saying you should put in those show notes, you know, because people will read and not listen. And I thought, you know, isn't this about you getting the content the way you want it? I mean, that's the whole point. So anyway, let's move along. Let's see. We're up to segment 5. If you've been counting, you need to understand Steve starts with 0. So we're actually the 6th segment, which is segment 5. What do we have to give away? Oh, we have 2 copies of Screenium, which is also from Cinium.de. These guys were really generous. Anyway, Screenium allows you to create video screencasts, and that great prize goes to Adrian Landry and Roger Fleischer. Let's check out segment 6.
The only thing to say about this next segment is that you have a rich vocabulary, and within it you sprinkle some fairly uncommon words.
Well, we ought to get going here. We've been goofing around. How long? We've been yakking for 27 minutes before we started recording. So why don't you start us off? No, I guess not. I guess we'll wait for show number 100 for that kind of tomfoolery. He may have me, though, on the word hork, which I use to mean messed up, as in I horked up my Mac when I installed Windows Vista on it. My brakes are a little hinky. As you may have noticed, I boogered my feed last week, even though I started 5 hours early. For example, you may not actually need the Swahili language installed, or all of the mutant printer drivers it installs automatically. Then I got flummoxed and forgot to read my own script. So I ran up and I had a great time with them and their shenanigans. Now, I think those are completely normal words. I don't know what you're talking about, Steve, but I did notice that you missed poopy pants, which is one of my favorite phrases. I may not use that out loud, but I know I say it often enough that Bart said it the other day, so that was pretty fun. All right, let's see. We're coming up on segment 6, so let's see. No, that was segment 6. Was that segment 6? All right, with all this fancy numbering, I appear to have gotten confused. I forgot the segment that was supposed to be after segment 3, so we're going to back up and pick that up. It's time to give away 5 copies of the bundle from creativebe.com. This bundle includes Resize Me, which is for doing photo resizing, Yum, which is my favorite recipe application. You know, I got to put Hamburger Helper in there and everything. You know how much I do in cooking, but anyway, it's a really cool application. Sponge and iArchiver. That bundle goes to Anthony Gartner, Peter Boots, Connor Jackson, Debbie Stowers, and Don Moeller. All right, now it's time for segment 6.
You don't have many sponsors, but you're quite loyal to each of them. Most NoSillaCast listeners know if you advertise a product or service, you really use it and believe in it. Even before the NoSillaCast, you often promoted items you found useful to acquaintances. I think you noted in an earlier episode your friends and relatives were quite relieved when you began the NoSillaCast, since it gave you another outlet to promote the products you love.
I've actually been thinking about looking at screen steps as well, as you, I'm sure you'd be pleased to hear.
Oh, my gosh.
For doing just that.
So hey, you could save me the trouble of writing a screen steps ad right here. We'll do it right now.
Let's go for it.
Remember, you get 25% off if you use my name spelled backwards in all capital letters at screensteps.com. Nosilla.
Yep. But do I get a trial period first, Alex?
Yes, you do. As a matter of fact, you get 30 days free trial.
Excellent. I shall go and sign up immediately.
You can see where this is going finally, can't you? Yeah, you see this coming. Well, I corner this poor guy and I start telling him all about screen steps. I told him how you can take screenshots and annotate and add text descriptions and how wonderful the sequence tool is that lets you give step numbers easily and how great it is for collaborating on documentations on Screen Steps Live. The bottom line is that you should by no circumstances go over to the right sidebar over at podfeet.com and click on the Wall Street Journal link and buy yourself a subscription, like for the holidays or for your spouse or your child to show them what newsprint looks like.
Greetings, Honorable Allison of the Nosilla Cast. Kapla! My name is Captain Kirk, commander of the Klingon battlecruiser Dorcha. I have come to send you a message because I have listened to your previous transmission of the Nosilla Cast deep from within Klingon space. You said that you understood more Klingon than you did Linux, so you will appreciate the message that I send for you. Today, I want to tell you about an honorable warrior, somebody with more guts and glory than Kayless himself. I speak of one who has fixed many, many things and has saved the Imperial fleet of the Klingons defeat after defeat. He has led us to glory. We call him Honda Bop. Honda Bop. Yes.
If you have a Honda or an Acura and you live in LA or Orange County, and you don't get Honda Bob to look after it, then you're a bloody drongo.
Honda Bob offers a great service for your Honda or Acura right to your door.
His blood's worth bottling. While you're spine bashing with the cricket and sinking a few tinnies with your mates, he's in your shed having a Captain Cook with your cactus car. Next thing you know, it's as right as rain.
He is to your car as the Genius Bar is to your Mac.
You should get Honda Bob to come out to your house and repair your car while you're inside geeking out on your Mac or listening to the Nosilla Cast or whatever your preferred activity is.
Él es un excelente mecánico that drives a tu casa y arregla tu auto while you descansa sentado en un cómodo sofá.
So that must mean we're going to see
Honda Bob.
He repairs Hondas and Acuras in the LA or Orange County areas.
I'll just be in here playing on my Macintosh until you're done.
This won't take long at all.
If you want to know more about Honda Bob, lo puedes llamar por teléfono al 562-531-2321. That's 562-531-2321.
Email hdabob@aol.com.
So what are you waiting for? Go poke around on his website at hdabob.com.
HDA Bob's mobile service is not affiliated with Honda Acura or Honda Worldwide.
All finished.
Thanks a million, Honda Bob.
No problem.
And as we say in Klingon space, go ditch Honda Bob.
I swear, I'm not making this story up. I am such a believer in Honda Bob service that I actually dream about it. Jeez, I got to get out more. Oh, gosh, Steve, that was fantastic. I really enjoyed that. I love all the Honda Bob ads. Anybody wants to send a Honda Bob ad, remember, we have it in the on the website. In the right-hand side, there's a thing that says, make your own Honda Bob ad. It tells you the essential ingredients to include. And, man, I really do keep bothering people about screen steps. I cannot stop talking about it. So that was actually perfect timing because I think we should give away three copies of Screen Steps, shall we? The happy listeners are, and I hope I don't booger this first name, Imtiaz Mohammed, Jesus Fidalgo, and Bob Correa. You guys are so lucky.
Now we get to the part that really makes the Nosilla Cast special, your listeners, readers, and contributors. This medium is exciting because it's two-way and dynamic. Through reviews, comments, dumb questions, and interviews, many of your listeners enhance the Nosilla Cast and are integral to your show. Many have also noted how accessible you are. Your show reflects the respect you have for your listeners. Whether it be through email, Twitter, Facebook, or the Ustream chat room, you're involved with them. The community you've built around the NoSillaCast is remarkable. Here are just a few of those people who help make the NoSillaCast my favorite podcast.
Ron Birch, aerospace engineer by day, a photographer for the group Berlin at night, and 24/7 geek like me. Welcome, Ron. Say hello to our throngs of subscribers to the NoSillaCast.
I'd be happy to, Allison, and thank you for having me here this wonderful afternoon.
But far be it from me to argue with quality control director Steve, so I will comply with his direction.
Speaking of hacks to your system, my research department, Niraj, found another fun one.
Hi, Allison. This is Andy McCaskey from SDR News.
Well, hello there. I'm over here again with yet another review for the NoSillaCast.
Hello, everybody at the NoSillaCast audience. This is Michael G.
Hi, Allison. This is Robert Wach from Photography and the Mac.com.
Hey, this is Hannes from Austria with my second review for the NoSillaCast.
Hey, NoSillaCast listeners, it's Willie here.
Hi, Allison. This is Megan from Kansas, a.k.a. Not Nurse Ratchet.
Hello, Allison. It's Mike here from the UK.
Hi, this is Dominic Burr of Otaku No Podcast and Voices of Aaron Podcast.
Hi, Allison. George from Tulsa.
I have Rob Hansen from SwitchMac.com. How are you doing today, Rob?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad at all. Thank you, Allison.
Hello, Allison and the NoSillaCast universe. This is Pat Dangler.
Hi, Allison. Ed Tobias here.
Hi, Allison. It's Elliot here from ElliotMediaGroup.com.
Hey, Allison. This is Matt Hillier from the Stealth Mac Podcast. You know me from the chat room as Balding Nerd.
Allison, this is Connor P. from the International Mac Podcast.
Hello, this is Debbie T. from SplashOfStyle.com.
It's David Allen, Wizard Gold of Mac 20 Questions.
G'day, Al. It's Jane from Hobart.
G'day, Al. It's Rose from Perth.
That's not right. G'day, Al. It's Jane from Perth.
G'day, Al. It's Rose from Hobart.
It's still not right. G'day, Al. It's Rose from Hobart.
G'day, Al. It's Jane from Perth.
Finally!
Hey, Allison. Margaret here.
Hey, Allison. Max Sparky here.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Victor Cahill from the Typical Mac User Podcast.
Hi, folks. This is Bart from BartBouchas.ie, back for another review here on the NoSillaCast.
This is Justin and Dave here from the MacRag Podcast, hosted over at MacRag.com.
Hi, Allison. This is Katie from the MacCore Podcast.
Hi, Allison. This is listener Kenny L. in New Jersey.
Hi, Allison. This is Lenny Chernoff.
Hi, Allison. This is Don McAllister from Screencasts Online.
Hello, Allison. This is Tim at the Mac Review Cast.
Hey, 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 Allison. Lola here.
Hey, Allison. Slough here from SessionsWithSlough.com.
How are you, James?
I'm crazy, I guess.
Oh, by the way, it's Gazmaz here, as if you hadn't guessed.
Well, I am in Tucson, Arizona, not Tucson, California, with the Mac Mommy. How are you doing tonight, Melissa?
I'm doing pretty well now that I'm here with you.
This is so exciting. And we have somebody with us. We have a special treat.
Hey, say hi.
It's Lucian.
Say hi.
The star of the show.
Hi.
That's awesome. Bye-bye.
Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm telling you, seriously, I don't even like kids, but dang, Lucian was adorable.
Hi there, all you Silicast fans. I'm here with my crazy daughter, and she asked me to address you. Rock on!
My name is Listener Dean, and I am powerless over Allison's suggestions.
Well, I got to tell you, I was waiting to see when I would actually start choking up, and that really was a wonderful segment. You guys are absolutely the best. I mean, the chat room is going crazy here when they heard all their names come up and their voices, and getting to hear my mom on there, you know, she rocks. So that was really fantastic. That was I'm a little bit floored by that. So let me break that up a little bit by going to give some more software away. All right, for this break, let's give away Audio Hijack Pro from RogueAmoeba.com, and that will go to Mark Bedawi. You know, I really couldn't do the NoSilicast podcast without Audio Hijack Pro. That's part of how the sound actually gets into the Ustream chat. The Ustream chat people would not be able to hear GarageBand right now, even as we speak, if we didn't have Audio Hijack Pro. Let's also give away three applications from Telestream.net. Michael Malloy gets Flip for Mac WMV Studio, Cindy Stockman gets VideoQ, and Catherine Haviland wins a seat of Drive-In. But that's not all. Nancy Gents wins a copy of the backup software I depend on, Super Duper, from ShirtPocket.com. Sorry, Shirt-Pocket.com. All right, I'm getting a little worried. If I started tearing up at segment 7, what's he going to do to me as this goes further in? But without further ado, let's go to segment number 8.
Many aspects of your show are a reflection of you and your experiences, such as the case with Dumb Question Corner. Well, before NoSilicast started, I recall you saying many times, if you have what appears to be a dumb question, go ahead and ask it. Chances are someone else has the same question and just doesn't want to ask.
Dumb.
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 Dumb questions.
Dumb questions.
Dumb questions.
How do I? What is?
How come I always have to?
It's time for Dumb Question Corner.
My dumb question is, when I delete an application by dragging it to the trash can, is it completely uninstalled or is there more I should do to ensure that it's completely deleted? So the question is there a way to delete these incorrect names from the mail memory and how? I've always been wondering what the number next to a calendar name in iCal means. His question was, 1080i, 720p, explain all that. How do you switch between open Mac Word 2004 windows by using the keyboard? This makes me crazy. How is it that people are talking about the 3G iPhone? Has the second gen come out without me noticing it? Oh well, I thought it was funny since we've always talked about 1G, 2G, etc. iPods, and now the iPhone wants to skip a step. Why do we have the different shapes of USB ports, and why are they typically associated with a particular category of peripherals? What in tarnation is an M4A file, and how do I play it on my cheapy generic MP3 player? In the intro to the Dumb Question segment, it sounds like Victor Cahiao from Team Up. Did he record the little jingle for you, or am I mistaken? What is the point of Apple TV? It doesn't have a TV tuner, right? So I can't really get TV on it. Can you tell me if it's possible to chat with more than one person all at once? Like all chatting together, not separately. So my dumb question is, does it matter if they're on the right or the left? I want to know. I've been wondering about this for a while. Why is WEP bad? Why is WPA better? Last show you used it also. It was shenanigan. Don't know if I've written it correctly. Can you enlighten me? Who, what, when, where, and or why is a Rickroll? What is its anatomy, habitat, diet, and lifespan, and why does it keep coming up in the techie crowd? Well, the chat room was going crazy when you played the Dumb Question Corner jingle from none other than Victor Cahiao. I just love that jingle. You know, he does that professionally, so you can buy a jingle like that, too, if you'd like. Check him out over at thetypicalmacuser.com. Well, let's see. We are almost done giving away prizes. We only have 4 more prize sections left. Corky Heath is now a proud owner of the Mac Switcher Bundle from MacSwitcherBundle.com. Courtesy of Gene McDonald of Smile on My Mac, it includes tons of cool stuff. And you should all send a thank you note to her because the contest wouldn't even have happened if she hadn't suggested it to me. All right, let's check out segment 9.
Now, fortunately, Allison, I know you have a good sense of humor, which often includes self-deprecation. We've all enjoyed hearing about your lack of musical talent, tendencies towards ADD, and challenges in keeping liquid in containers. You have a most unique and interesting way of describing how you address your life challenges.
We also picked up some folks from Singapore and just today, Slovenia. I'm so bad at geography, I had to look up Slovenia. My atlas is pretty old, so I was sitting there looking at Yugoslavia and saying, wait a minute, does Yugoslavia still exist? I'm not too clear on that stuff, so I had to call my friend Bill and get a geography lesson on the area.
It was Shoe Fly Pie by Dinah Shore. And luckily, I won't sing it. My family hates it when I sing.
You know I hate to read manuals, but I happened to be on the 4-hour drive to visit Steve's relatives in Fresno when I decided to start playing with the H2.
You know how I feel about music. It's not that I don't like music. I should stop saying that. It's just I get bored after about 5 minutes. And I think, you know, you're still singing? What? Well, you know, you could stop.
I don't read very carefully, and I can't remember anything, so actually, I had a terrible example of that this week. A guy asked me to be his friend on Facebook, and I wrote back and I said, do I know you? And he says, well, do you work at such and such a place? And I said, yes, and I was still confused where I met him. I had met him that day. I already couldn't remember.
See? Told you. The folks in the chat room are watching me right now. They can vouch that that was actually me blowing into my iPhone. Oh, somebody says, Mac Mommy says, play Jingle Bells. Did you not hear the part about no musical talent, Mac Mommy? I worked literally for hours. Okay, hours with my ADD kicking in constantly and Steve asking me to help him fix other computer problems. But it seemed like hours of work. It spanned hours. Now, you know what a big old audiophile I am, right? Well, okay, I'm not an audiophile at all, but I play one on my podcast. When I bought Via Voice for voice dictation years ago when I broke my hand running. All right, enough mocking about how much I fall down. That's a whole nother story. I watched the webinar live, and I also downloaded the video to review it and catch up on the parts when my ADD kind of kicked in and I started twittering and doing things like that. Seems I can have a conversation with absolutely anyone about absolutely anything. I asked my kids. They hate it. I'm always just talking to random people in line and things like that. So I started my call, and I needed a place to set the Blue Ant down, and I gently set it down on the right-hand side of the new MacBook Pro. Imagine my dismay when in the middle of the telecon, I heard, for the third time in 6 months now, that deadly tick, tick, tick that means a disk drive is failing. What the heck? How could my brand new MacBook Pro be failing? I reached over and I grabbed the Blue Ant to pick it up, but suddenly it seemed to weigh more than it did when I first set it down. What the heck is that? As I pulled it off, I suddenly remembered that the Blue Ant comes with a handy visor clip that it sticks to. I'm sure you've guessed this by now, it sticks to it with magnets. Big, strong magnets, two of them. Yes, I fried my brand new MacBook Pro, maybe a little over a day that I had it, I managed to completely blow it away. Well, you know the Mac Roundtable hasn't nicknamed me Pick Me, Pick Me for no good reason, right? I sort of drove over Steve's bucket when I was washing my car a while ago. Yeah, it was kind of a tough moment between us when he found out. You know, he was pretty sad. You see, we bought our matching Rubbermaid buckets about 20 years ago. It was so sad. I think after the show, somebody said, can you believe Allison was the first one there? And Victor Cahiao said, I would have bet $1,000 that she would be the first one there. Anyway, I got to dance on stage with Matt. It was so much fun. Well, I have a little safety tip for you today. The next time you're toying with the idea of putting hydrogen peroxide in your eye, I'd like to highly recommend against it. See, I did it on Saturday accidentally, and it was not in the least bit a pleasant experience. I did dig out my husband's old aluminum extended keyboard. You know, the one I poured beer into when I cheered with excitement when the Mars Phoenix landed safely and I had to buy him a new one because the space bar stayed really sticky. Yeah, that's the one. I drove away from the gym, I reached in my purse to get the bottle, and my hand got wet. I'm sure you figured out what happened. The bottle was actually open when I put it in my purse. I looked in, and I basically had purse soup. I mean, everything was just kind of floating back and forth, including my Palm 5. I'm having a bad week, guys. On Friday night, after watching a movie, I still had half a glass of wine left, and as I got up to go to bed, I knocked it off the side table and into my laptop. I know. You're wondering why I had wine left over, but try to focus on the plot, would you? And this table had one of those long red and white tablecloths taped on it, right? But it was taped only down at the ends. So we're chatting away, having a lovely afternoon, and suddenly a gust of wind kicks up, and the tablecloth flies up in the middle. It lifts the single thing that is sitting on that table up, which is a water bottle, flips it upside down, and it lands inside the only thing sitting on that bench, my purse, with my nucleae in it. Oh, unbelievable. My husband's never going to believe this, right? Oh, that was horrible, Steve. Just hearing my voice again after I ruined the laptop and the magnet, it was just awful. Oh, my gosh. I don't like reliving that at all. The hydrogen peroxide in my eye, that was terrible. Now, the purse soup the second time when the water bottle went in, by the way, it was Tim of Butterfly Poop fame who actually saved everything in my purse when it happened the second time with the gust of wind. But that time it was not my fault. Okay, all the rest of them were my fault. And I'm glad to hear that you didn't play, or maybe I just didn't record it. The second time I dumped a glass of red wine out, that time I dumped it into Steve's lap. It was, oh my gosh, it was in his lap. It was in his MacBook Air. I think I hit two remote controls and soaked the couch with red wine. That was when I went out and bought the sippy cups for my wine. I did not like that whole thing. I just didn't like it. That wasn't good. All right, let's see. We're coming up on segment 10. So let's see, what did I give away here? Oh, here we go. I record every week with Bart with Wiretap Studio from Ambrosia Software. I'm sorry, AmbrosiaSW.com. But they're not just giving away Wiretap Studio. They're bundling it with their new soundboard application, which I think hasn't actually come out yet, or maybe it just did. I'm not sure. The winners of that are Mark Allison, Paul from Peru, Corswagen, and Greg Hill. They're going to be happy campers with their new software. Let's find out what torture Steve has in store for me in segment 10.
No one I know does a rant like you, Allison. You deliver them sometimes with humor and other times with ferocity. However you do it, I would not want to be the vendor on the receiving end of one of your rants.
And let's talk about why Drobo's stupid.
Let's argue, you mean.
So here I am, all ready to watch TV, surrounded by no less than 6 remote controls, and I can't watch television. Hey, did you notice that Podfeet.com was down again for a day? Thanks to VisiWeb, I don't have to worry about all that nasty daily traffic going in and out. They just shut me down randomly, whenever they feel like it. I've stopped even trying to find out why they bring my site down. It is so over for me with them. Well, now I'm out $55 to have never received a working monitor from Samsung. But let me tell you another reason I hate iPhoto. Okay, now this is completely stupid. One of the things I've complained about with the new iPhoto 08 is that you can't see your iPhoto library anymore. Well, a while back, I don't know if you remember, but I declared YouTube dead to me. I did that because the video quality was just so darn awful. iMovie 08 stops the export. Oh, I guess he hadn't finished it. He hadn't finished exporting yet. It stopped the export from GarageBand and erased the entire file in GarageBand. I'm serious. It erased. Remember the file that took 18 hours to get out of iMovie 08 and 3.5 hours to get into GarageBand? It erased it. Took it. Got rid of it. Erased it from his disk. A couple days later, I'm looking at my TiVo, and my TiVo says it hasn't downloaded anything in like 4 days. What's going on? Guess what? TiVo doesn't support WPA. And then the IT guy gave me the BlackBerry Bold. Getting rid of that storm made me feel like somebody stopped poking me in the eye with a stick. I'm serious. I just felt so good. Well, I'm going to go on a rant here, and it's about something simply awful that Apple did this week. On my Windows Vista laptop at work, I have iTunes and QuickTime loaded. On Thursday morning, an Apple software update popped up. However, it was not an update. It was an offer to install Safari 3 disguised as an update. I was livid. I do not have Safari loaded on that machine, so how dare they offer me something disguised as an update? This was extremely bad net etiquette, and I think Apple ought to be spanked for it. Have I ever mentioned in here how much I hate PowerPoint? If I haven't mentioned it in here, I need to rectify that.
I hate PowerPoint. I really, really hate it. I really do suspect it might have been invented by Satan. I'm not kidding. I think it's the quickest way to suck all creativity out of a room. I know it's the fastest way to suck it out of yourself when you're trying to decide what to say to a group of people. I like opening and closing Excel, and I like Notepad. And after that, I hate every single minute I'm on Windows. I hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. And it's exactly what you were saying earlier, is when you said that little irritation. And I tell people, I said, it's not that Microsoft Windows is that different. It's just sort of like having somebody rub the same spot on your arm all day long. Man, Steve, you make me sound really, really cranky playing those all one after another. Hey, maybe I could get a spot on Cranky Geeks with John C. Dvorak. Sounds like I could be a contender, doesn't it? Well, let's see. I think that brings us to our very last prize now, doesn't it? Boy, this has been a lot of fun for me. But our final gift is going to be the six-month subscription to Screencasts Online by Don McAllister from the very talented and lovely Don McAllister. That coveted prize goes to Kevin Simmons. All right, here we go. It's time for the final segment.
Undoubtedly, the most successful segment of the NoSillaCast is Chit Chat Across the Pond. Listeners have described this segment using phrases such as spirited repartee, spear throwing, and arguing across the pond, to name just a few. It's clear people get a kick out of you and Bart challenging one another. But if you listen between the lines, what shines through is the close friendship you have with Bart and the respect you have for each other. It is during Chit Chat where I hear the most laughter and see how much you love doing the show. You and Bart have really developed something special here, and we're delighted you choose to share it with us each week.
Well, it's that time of the week again. It's time for Chit Chat Across the Pond with Bart Bouchatz from BartB.ie. Anyhow, you might be interested in this posting on my blog. And he gives his blog URL, which I'll put in the show notes, but it starts with bartbusshots.ie. Last week, research assistant Bart told us about PDF Lab. Well, I'm finally getting around to something I've been wanting to do forever, and that's do an actual interview. We have Bart Bouchatz of bartbouchatz.ie on the line here. You've heard a lot of reviews by him, and we decided we wanted to have a conversation about Leopard. How you doing, Bart?
Hi, Allison. Glad to be here.
So is it raining in Ireland?
Give me a sec. Yes. It's always like raining in Ireland.
There's always an obligation that when you have someone on the line, you have to ask them about the weather. I don't know what that is, but anyway, let's kick in.
I'm going to have a wild guess here and say it's sunny in California.
Let me see. Yeah, it is. It's sunny here.
Shocking that.
Well, we're back with another episode of Chit Chat Across the Pond. That's what we've decided to call this segment when I talk with Bart Bouchatz of bartbouchatz.ie/blog.
This is just a short little soundbite. I just wanted to tell you and the listeners that Jane's invented a new word. We no longer edit our photos, we Bart our photos. So you've entered the lexicon.
Well, it's time for us to eat our vegetables now. Enough fun. Let's eat some vegetables, Bart.
Talk. I like broccoli.
No, I like broccoli.
I hate broccoli.
You don't like broccoli?
No, broccoli is like cauliflower that isn't ripe.
Oh, broccoli's awesome. I love broccoli. Let's call it Brussels sprouts. I hate Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Brussels sprouts are fantastic. You have to cook them right, though. You have to add a little knob of butter, and it takes out all the bitterness, and you take off the outer dark leaves.
I think maybe the way you got to cook them is at your house, not my house. That's the right way to cook them.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Would have been a nutmeg on them, a bit of butter. Oh. Anyway, sorry.
All right, so.
You can tell I'm hungry, can't you? My little thought for the day, the NoSillaCast is called the NoSillaCast because it's Allison backwards, most intelligent. So I guess for today, it's the Trabcast, which is Bart backwards. There's Chit Chat Across the Pond with myself and, as Allison would call him, Crazy Listener James, but I'm renaming him. He's Lovely Listener James because he's lovely. I swear, he is lovely.
Now, we declared security light is what we were going to do, which is you're only allowed to make us worry about security things as long as there's something we can do about it, some actual action we can take. And I believe you have one of those this week.
Click. Ah, finally, now I can see what I need to buy. Right, most annoying. Well, you know, we're European and we're socialists and stuff, but we're not that bad.
I don't think you people work at all.
It's called work-life balance. You should look into it.
We don't believe in that.
And you and I end up disagreeing on something. Before we get, like, two lines into the disagreement, one of us will say, we should put this in the show.
Maybe we should call it arguing across the pond or debating across the pond. Where are you, Bart?
I'm not here. It's early for me, actually, but let's not go there. Ooh, excuse me. I have the hiccups again, which That's everyone nice. Always finds hilarious, except for me.
I like it.
Don't think about it, no. Time travel is evil. Don't mess with time.
That's right, that's right. Definitely never mess with time.
How well did Apple do on the upgrades? Question mark. And I think my answer was, is craptacular a word?
I believe we will allow it because I think it's a form of the more well-known term, craptastic.
I have very vivid memories of taking a G5 iMac and holding it sideways and shaking until the damn little CD fell out.
Is it you thought that would work the first time?
Yeah, because the CD said PC and Mac.
So you didn't think about that it would just, like, not get on the spindle properly and stuff? It's like...
Well, I figured it says Mac. This is a Mac. So I stuck it in the side and it didn't feel right because it just sort of fell instead of being sucked in. It just went dunk. And then it wouldn't come out. So we actually had to take the iMac. It was the better half's iMac and we shook it for a while and then the CD came out.
I love the image of the two of you holding an iMac up, shaking it, trying to get the CD out.
Both of us blaming the other. I was like, "That was your. Why did you stick that in? Well, you told me to." I was like, "No, you did." In hindsight, it was very funny, but it was a panic moment.
Oh, that is funny. I like it.
Indeed. And until then, happy computing.
So with that, I'm going to close out the show. Let's see. Make sure you send your emails, especially your dumb questions, to allison@podfeet.com. And don't forget to follow me at twitter.com/podfeet. Thanks for listening and stay subscribed.
I have to say, Allison, it's really been enjoyable seeing you develop your podcasting skills and refine the NoSillaCast over the past 4 years. You're clearly in your element with your community of listeners, readers, reviewers, and fellow podcasters, many with whom you've become close friends. You put your heart and soul into the show, and you dedicate a good portion of your life to it. Several people have asked how you do it all. The secret is simple. Anything you love to do, you find time to do, and you love doing the NoSillaCast. So I'll close by congratulating you on 4 tremendous years of the NoSillaCast. You know you have my full support in this adventure, and I very much look forward to seeing how your show progresses over the next 4 years and beyond. Oh, and one last thing, you can be sure I'll stay subscribed.
Well, anyone who's ever been wondering how it is I do this, I think somebody asked that dumb question, right? Now you know, having Steve behind me and do such great things for me is just an amazing thing. I picked really well 25 years ago when I married that man, or is it 26 now? It might be 26 years. Anyway, Steve, thank you so much for doing that. Thank you to all of the listeners. I hope you got as much fun out of this as I did. And congratulations to all the winners. And for those of you who didn't win this year, there's always next year. I guess that's going to wind it up for this week. Be sure to stop into the live show and meet all the fanatical fans over at ustream.tv/NoSillaCast at 5 p.m. GMT-8, which is also known as Pacific Time. If you're shy, just email me at allison@podfeet.com and then follow me, of course, on Twitter at twitter.com/podfeet. Thanks for listening all these 4 years and stay subscribed.